Welcome back. We've been looking at how Jesus dealt with death during his earthly ministry and realizing that the hope that Jesus brings because of his power over death, that is timeless hope that can help us in even the most hopeless of times. So first we looked at the story of Jairus' daughter, and Jairus waited a little too late before approaching Jesus and asking for help, yet Jesus was still able to do a miracle. Well, then we fast forward to Lazarus, and it seems like Jesus is the one who waited a little bit late. And Martha and Mary, the sisters of Lazarus, after Lazarus died, they had kind of lost hope, but yet Jesus was still able to call Lazarus out of that grave and bring him back to life. Well, last time we looked at Jesus' encounter with his own death, and we realized that because of Jesus' work of salvation there on the cross, we don't have to do anything to earn God's love and forgiveness. It's already been done. Well, today we see the most exciting aspect of the death, burial, and now the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus, spoiler alert, he's still not dead. Let's take a look at the most awesome aspect of timeless hope in hopeless times. So like we've said before, our team has done the best job that we know how to present the power and the resurrection of the resurrection and to portray things accurately, such as the death of Jesus and so forth. But it's something that our human minds struggle to comprehend, is this idea, this concept that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. He conquered death. You see, as we look at all these instances where of different people who died and came back to life, the one common factor in all of that is Jesus. Jesus is able to conquer death. Now, what is death? Well, you know what death is in the sense of the physical death. And in fact, the Bible really refers to two different types of death. The first death is that of, yes, the physical death. And statistically speaking, 100% of people will die. It doesn't, that's really not something that we can get around. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen. Everyone experiences physical death. In fact, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. And so death is something that we're all going to experience, because the Bible also tells us that sin entered through the world, and then death by sin. And death has passed to everyone. It's something that we can't avoid. So everybody is going to experience this first type of death, this first death, this physical death. Well, there is also a second death. Well, you say second death. Well, how can I die twice? Well, let's take a look at the word, the actual definition of the word death. We know it from a sense of a physical death, yes, but the word death rather actually means separation. And so we look in the when we look at the Bible in the chapter of Revelation chapter 20. Now, there's a lot going on here, and it actually gets really deep as far as what's happening here. But just basically, this is a prophetic passage looking ahead to the end of time when God is placing final judgment on all those who died without Christ. So they experienced the first death without believing on Jesus Christ. And what happens here is because they did not believe, it says that they are cast into the lake of fire. And then it says in verse number 14 that this is the second death. A second death. So what this is, whereas the first death is physical separation from the body, from this world, it's a separation from time as we know it, the second death is a separation from God for all of eternity. Now, we're all going to experience that first death, but the second death is something that we can avoid. You see, we're either going to die forever or live forever. Meaning this, we're either going to be separated from God forever in that lake of fire, or we are going to live with God forever, with Him for eternity in heaven. That is our eternal fates. There is no other option. And so just like there is this second death, we actually see an instance in the scripture where you can be born again. And when Jesus first introduced this concept to a man named Nicodemus, Nicodemus said, well, how can I enter again and inside of my mother's womb? Can I be born again? How does that work? But what he was talking about was just like we experience a physical birth, we can also experience a spiritual birth where we are born again. And by being born again, you only have to die once. But if you're only born once, you will die twice. You'll experience physical death and you'll experience spiritual death. Well, how do we overcome that? Well, that's what this resurrection is all about. When Jesus came back from the dead, when he rose again and resurrected and came back to life, in that instance, he conquered death. He conquered the second death. He made it possible for us to not have to face that second death. And instead, we can be born again and only have to die that physical death, but then live forever in a place called heaven. You can be born again. You say, well, wait, there's just really no way that could happen. I don't think I could do all the stuff necessary. No, remember, it's already done. You don't have to do anything. Jesus already did all the work. He died, he was buried, he rose again. We say, well, you know, I just don't believe it. All hope is lost. There's nothing. No, remember, Jesus looked into that tomb and he called him out. He called Lazarus out of that tomb. So whatever hope that is, whatever thing that you think is dead, he can bring forth. You say, well, no, there's just something holding me back. I just can't. No, don't let a limiting factor like Jairus being a ruler of the synagogue, don't let that get in the way. Don't let that hold you back because Jesus can still perform a miracle. So, you can be born again. You can connect with Jesus. And while you can do that just right there on your own, you can tell Jesus that you know that you're a sinner and that you know that you deserve the second death, but you can also accept him and believe in him right there where you're at. And if you're going to do that, we hope that you do. And we also hope that you connect with a church. Because the best way for you to connect or reconnect with Jesus is by connecting with a church. So no matter what you need, if you need help, if you just need prayer, if you just want to know more, there's a link or a button right here below me that says Connect Now. Click there and fill out that information and connect with us so that we can connect you with a church and connect you with Jesus. Well, we hope that this has brought you hope. We hope that in spite of everything that's going on in the world, that you can find and that you've realized that Jesus Christ's death, burial, his resurrection is an amazing miracle and message of hope. And we hope that no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's happening, that you will celebrate with us. We'll celebrate Easter. Let's celebrate his resurrection. And let's celebrate the fact that we can have timeless hope in hopeless times.
I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this?